First episode will be the country I currently live in, Malaysia. This episode will be an introduction to the destination they like to call Malaysia Truly Asia. Malaysia is located in the south of the Malay Peninsula, neighboring Thailand in the north and Singapore in the south, but also on the island of Borneo, as the country is separated by the South China Sea into two regions, the Peninsular Malaysia and the Borneo's East Malaysia. Kuala Lumpur is the national capital and largest city, while Putrajaya is the seat of the federal government. With a population of over 32 million inhabitants, Malaysia is one of the wealthiest and most developed countries in Southeast Asia. Being situated 2 degrees north of the equator line, Malaysia enjoys temperatures averaging at 28 degrees all year round. And the beauty is, Malaysia is free from any major natural disasters, thanks to its geographical perfect location. Now, let's understand how the country is set up today. Malaysia is a federation of 13 states and 3 federal territories. It's a federal constitutional elective monarchy with a system of government closely modeled on the Westminster parliamentary system, a legacy of British rule. The people elect the parliament, which then elect the prime minister, who is the head of the government, while the king, Yang Dipertuan Agong in Malay, is the head of state. He is elected to a 5-year term by and from among the 9 hereditary rulers of the Malay states, making Malaysia one of the world's few elective monarchies. The king is the guardian of the constitution and the head of Islam. Now, Malaysia is a multi-ethnic country, and while Islam is considered as the religion of the federation due to its demographics, Malaysia grants freedom of religion and is officially a secular state. In fact, Malaysians observe several holidays and festivities throughout the year for all cultures. Some are celebrated nationwide, and some are observed by individual states, ethnic or religious groups. So visitors can witness and take part in a celebration almost any time of the year. A multitude of ethnic groups have lived together in Malaysia for generations, and all these cultures have influenced each other, creating a truly Malaysian culture. The largest ethnic groups in Malaysia are the Malays, the Chinese, and the Indians. The Malays represent about 60% of the population and are by definition Muslim. The Chinese descent about 25%, while those of Indian heritage represent about 10%. Then the other 5% would be the indigenous, comprising of various tribes between Peninsular Malaysia with the Orang Asli in Malay, which means the original people, and Borneo East Malaysia with thousands of tribes, the Kadazan, Duzun, Bajau, or Iban and Bidayu, to name a few. All with their own dialects, unique culture and heritage. The official and national language of Malaysia is Bahasa Malaysia, but due to the history of colonization, English remains an active second language. And since each ethnic group will also speak its own dialect, like Cantonese, Hokkien or Tamil, all Malaysians are mostly bilingual and often trilingual. Malaysia's history began centuries ago, being on a strategic sea lane that exposes it to global trade and various cultures since prehistorical times. The warm tropical climate and abundant natural blessings made Malaysia the perfect destination for settlers. Around the first century, strong trading links were established with China and India. This had a major impact on the culture, the language, and social customs of the country. Hinduism and Buddhism from India and China dominated early regional history, and although Muslims had passed through Peninsula as early as the 10th century, it was not until the 15th century that Islam established itself. In the early 1400s, a Javanese prince known as Parameswara settled down in Malacca, which was just a village then. He established the historical city as a major trading port, and a few years later, he converted to Islam, which ensured him the trust of the Muslim sailors. At the time of its glory, the Sultanate territories covered most of Peninsula and Sumatra. Malacca emerged as a glorious government and trading center because of its strategic location between East Asia and the Middle East. Then, in 1511, Malacca fell into the hands of the Portuguese, which started the colonial era in Malaya. The Dutch took over the Portuguese in 1641 and followed by the British in 1824 through the Anglo-Dutch Treaty. British colonization was the longest and the last. After years of violence and famine during the Second World War with the Japanese occupation, the Malay Prince of Kedah negotiated with the British for independence. The Federation of Malaya was granted independence on 31st August 1957. But it's only in September 1963 that the federation was enlarged by the accession of the states of Singapore, Sabah and Sarawak, and the name Malaysia was adopted from that date. After 2 years, Singapore left the federation to form its own nation. Now, an overview of the country's natural diversity. Malaysia is one of the 17 mega-diverse countries in the world and home to a number of endemic species. 35% of these plant species are found nowhere else in the world. The core of biodiversity in Malaysia lies in its tropical rainforest, a unique natural heritage which has evolved over 130 million years, resulting in a very rich flora and fauna. Elephant, orangutan, the man of the jungle, as translated from the Malay, proboscis monkeys, and all sorts of macaques can still be found between Peninsula and East Malaysia. And occasionally, the Malayan tiger can be spotted in some of the national reserve. Both the beach and mangrove ecosystems are also boast a distinct, unique and spectacular biodiversity and provide a broad range of ecological services. On the marine life, Malaysia is part of the Coral Triangle, a region which concentrates the greatest underwater biodiversity in the world. It's estimated that it contains 30% of the coral reef and 35% of the reef fish species on Earth. So what is to remember about Malaysia? Diversity of ethnicities with cultures of Malay, Chinese, Indian and indigenous people. Diversity of topography with rainforest, highlands, beaches and islands. An amazing weather with a tropical climate, warm and a bit humid throughout the year. A great mix of history, architecture, tradition and modernity. And the biodiversity with its forest reserve over 100 million years old. Hope you enjoyed and learned from this introduction. I'm working on other podcasts and interviews of Malaysians and other foreigners living here on various subjects. If you have any questions or comments or maybe ideas on subjects you would like me to talk about, please do feel free to share. And thank you so much for listening and speak to you soon on Traveling. We'll be right back.